They're business people and residents along the west coast of Barbados who are anxious about the time it is taking to complete the rehabilitation of Highway 1. Back in November when it started, we were told that it would have been completed by the end of December of last year. But 4 months later, that is not the case. This morning, Transport and Works Minister Ian Gooding-Edgell explains why.
When the contractors started, we started the project November 2nd of last year. The contractors were faced with significant amounts of hard rock, which caused the contractors to be slowed down. We also were faced with a situation, notwithstanding the fact that we had used ground penetrating radar to identify the location of utilities. The contractors had to move rather gingerly, especially with the fiber optic cables located on the west coast of Barbados. That caused us to move at a pace that hitherto we would not have wanted to, but because of the complex nature of fiber optic cables along the coastline, we didn't want to run the risk of damaging any of those cables, because had we done so, it would have caused commerce to grind to a halt on the west coast. We also had situations where we lost more than 2 weeks due to rainfall, and on top of that, we had closed off for the Christmas New Year period. And then we also had the pause, and we would have lost another approximately 2 weeks or so.
According to Minister Gooding-Edgell, though the volcanic ash fall has also slowed the project down for some days, contractors are now back on the job doing the trenching work.
We've completed the trenching works on the seaside, all 100%. We are at about 75% of the trenching works on the land side. And the contractors are also busy installing manholes and also joining laterals. Now, the manholes essentially are designed to allow us, instead of having to go back and disrupt the road, the manholes would allow us to intervene if we ever had to intervene, be it for any breaches in any of the utilities, so that the days are long gone now where we'll be cutting across the road to repair any breaks. In addition to that, there's also provision for underground utilities in the area. Obviously, that would take some time once the project is completed. But when the project is completed, then the utility companies would be in a position to start moving some of the above ground utilities to underground. I should also let you know that sections of the highway have been paved. If you take it from the Sir Frank Worrell roundabout, that's the junction closest to the petrol station at the bottom of what we refer to as University Hill. Going north past Baxrock, that area has already been paved. As you may be aware, the contract was designed in such a way that we have five sections with five contractors.
The Transport and Works Minister now expects the $50 million project to be completed in a matter of weeks and at no increased costs.
Well, when I say a matter of weeks, we should be out of here within another 3 to 4 weeks. And the reason for that, like, we can't predict certain weather events. We certainly didn't predict that we were going to have significant ash fall. But if you had visited, if I'm not sure if you visited the site recently, you will see that we've made tremendous progress in terms of all of the works that we're doing there. So I think that we are on track to get it come certainly within another 4 weeks.
Transport and Works and Water Resources Minister Ian Gooding-Edgell. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.